case number 10,965, Tanya Gibbs, east of Road 285, Beaver Dam Road, approximately 2,500 feet south of Road 287, Kendall Road, is special use exception to operate a daycare facility.
Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Tanya Gibbs, 19347 Beaver Dam Road, Beaver, Delaware.
Can you raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening. My name's Tanya Gibbs, and I live in Lewis. I've been a licensed family home daycare provider for about 8 years now, five of which have been at my current address. I'm applying for this variance to upgrade my existing family daycare to a large family, which will allow me to have, instead of not right now, I'm licensed for nine, it will allow me to have 12 children, which will help me economically as I have a 16-year-old who's getting ready to go to college and all that type of stuff. In addition, I am the primary breadwinner in my home, and there is another licensed daycare, large family, which is about 2 to 3 doors down from me, in close proximity to my home. And so I don't think this would create any type of, it wouldn't alter the essential character of the neighborhood, because on my road there are a few other daycares. The hardship would be that currently I'm not allowed to have a staff member that can be additional eyes and ears for the supervision of the children, in terms of I have various ages from infant to 12 years of age, and sometimes I do educational activities with the older ones, and I also have infants as well. So this would afford me the opportunity to have an extra set of eyes and ears there, a permanent staff member who can supervise and do other activities with other children of different ages while I'm working with the younger ones. My husband has also been out of work, and as I said, I'm pretty much the primary breadwinner. Let's see. I am asked if this variance will not be detrimental.
Ma'am, so that I can save you some time, the only question here is, will it substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring adjacent properties?
Okay, so I don't have to go through all these.
No, ma'am.
Okay. No, I'm not modifying my home in any way or anything like this. This is basically a requirement that the Office of Child Care Licensing is requiring.
What kind of upgrade is that? What are you doing for the upgrade?
Yes. This will allow me to have an additional staff member on board, and it also will allow me to have an increase in the number of children. Right now I'm licensed for 9, 6 preschool, and 3 school-age children, and this will allow me to have 12.
Were you remodeling your house inside?
No.
There's no remodeling to it at all?
There's no remodeling to it at all. I do have to have the fire marshal come out and approve and do his measurements and approve that as well.
Okay.
So that's my next step after I leave here.
Thank you.
Say there's another?
Yes, sir. Robin Wright, she is about 3 doors down from me. She has a large family.
Okay. We thank you for that. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Rickards?
Question.
Mr. Warman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No other questions.
Mr. Callaway? No further questions. No, hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? 1, 2. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none. I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant has stated that it will not have a substantial effect adversely to the uses of adjacent neighboring properties. We didn't hear testimony to the contrary. Therefore, I make a motion we approve case number 10,965.
Thank you.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills, and a second by Mr. Rickards, that we approve case number 10,965.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Hudson?
Yes, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Callaway, yes, for the reasons stated. Mr. Whitman?
Yes, sir, for the same reasons stated.
Mr. Rickards?
For the reasons stated.
And Mr. Mills?
Yes, for my reasons.
And by a vote of 5-0, case number 10,965 is approved.
Thank you.
And good luck.
Thank you.